Now then, if there is a woman in here that's married that has never had much tribulation with your husband, I'd like for you to stand up right quick and say, I ain't never had no problem with my husband. Hey, none of y'all just jumping up there. There's a man over there trying to get his wife to stand up, and she ain't going to stand up. But I could say it the other way, too. I mean, God told us husbands to love our wives like He loved the church. Hello? Oh, my goodness gracious. Now then, I mean, I don't know. I mean, some of you guys might say, okay, all you guys that have loved your wife like God loves the church, stand up. Some of you guys might stand up and the wife say, what are you standing up for? Because we are made different and we have lots of tribulation just within a married family, right? I mean, it happens. You ain't never going to find one that don't. But you know, when you find a couple that realizes this tribulation is going to be there, whenever the tribulation's there, whenever one of you gets upset or something says, somebody says something, or in the woman's life when the hormones are not flowing like they were yesterday, you know, I mean, I can think about a man, he comes home today and the hormones are flowing perfect in his wife. And he comes home and she meets him at the door, she's got a rose in her mouth. And she said, honey, come in. I fixed a beautiful candlelight dinner for us tonight. Woo! I mean, this is my wife. And so he goes in and she gives him the most wonderful kisses. And oh, she's so nice and everything's perfect. Well, the next day he says, wow, what an evening we had yesterday. I'll take off early tomorrow and come home early. And he comes home and walks in the door. And hi, honey, she says, don't say nothing to me. You think, is this the same woman? I come home yesterday, had the flower in her mouth. The hormones have changed since yesterday. She's not the same woman. Here's part of that many tribulations you're going to go through in life. Or the husband might have come home and he's been having a great day at work and everything's perfect. He comes in and she says, well, honey, I hadn't got dinner ready. She said, no problem. I mean, I got a good, great day today. Let's just go out to dinner tonight. Come on. And she says, wow, I love this. And so she goes out to dinner. She don't have to cook. And tomorrow afternoon, everything in the world's gone wrong at work. And she said, well, I ain't going to fix dinner tonight. He took me out last night, so he'll take me out again tonight. And he comes in and says, where's dinner, woman? She said, well, I thought we'd go out. Go out, that's all we do. Go out, get in there and fix me something to eat. She said, what? Who is this guy? Is that kind of the way life is? I know none of y'all ever experienced anything like any of these stories I'm talking about. Because you're going to go through life with many tribulations. Is that right? How many of you have never had a tribulation in your life? Is there anybody in here? No, I didn't think so. How many of you have had many tribulations in your life? Hey, we've all had many tribulations, but that's part of life. That's the way God designed the system. He told us about this in His Word. So when you find out, this is the way the plan is. This is the way life is. Now then, we find out that just like this man, whenever I asked this friend of mine that's taking me to the hospital, he's got a friend that, now this friend says he's a Christian. He's not obedient to God's Word. He's not going to church. He's not walking in love. He wasn't walking in love whenever him and his wife had a problem. There's a problem. He wasn't listening to the many tribulations. He probably didn't even know they existed. He knew there was tribulation, but he didn't know it's coming from God. He didn't know he's being tested. And so he got got separated from his wife. And then he didn't listen to God's Word when God's Word said, if you're married, I will not tolerate sexual immorality among my body at all. If you defile your temple with sexual immorality, you're my child. God will destroy your temple. People don't read that today. They don't even believe that. God's loving and kind. He wouldn't care if I run around with somebody else. He wouldn't mind if I go out and have sex with some girl that I'm not married to. Oh yeah, He minds all right. And it's a good thing He's long-suffering and patient, because if He did it the first time, like He used to do it under the old covenant, there wouldn't be nobody left. They'd all be dead. All I got to say is there's no second offenders under the old covenant. When they caught them, they stoned them and they buried them, you know, so hey, it's over. But today He's a little more merciful, but He still will judge you. Well, this guy was laying up there. He'd been messing around with a girl that he used to as a sweetheart whenever he was in high school. Now, I don't know whether she was married or not. I hope not. But anyway, he'd been doing things he wasn't supposed to. God had been trying to get his attention. I'm sure the Lord had spoken to him over and over. I'm sure he had sent him dreams and visions to torment him, but he had no knowledge of the Word of God. So he didn't stop. And so now you come to this point. God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones. Job 33:19. That's kind of scary, isn't it? You know, most people don't believe God would do that. I mean, you can ask a lot of people, do you think God would put sickness on you and pain in your bones? Oh, well, God, He's loving and kind. He would never do that to me. Did He say He will? Do you think He'll do what He said? Amen. Yes, we know He will. So anyway, I went up there to the hospital, and I walked into a man, can't talk to me. I said, okay, first of all, you got to repent of sin. In other words, when you go to Psalm 103, let's go to Psalm 103, the first three verses, and let's see what Psalm 103, verses 1, 2, and 3 says. Praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Praise the Lord. I tell myself, and never forget the good things He does for me. Now then, do you know a lot of people in church never praise the Lord? I mean, but does that say what that says to do? I mean, He didn't just plan for you to do it one time, did He? He says, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Why do I go around all the time saying, praise God, thank You, Lord? I mean, I can be out working on top of a building somewhere, putting screws in building to building, and every time I start to run a screw in, I say, praise the Lord, thank You, Jesus. Why do I do that so much? Because the Scripture tells me to praise Him. Do you think God loves it when you praise Him? I know He does because He tells you to do it. Then verse 3, what does He say do in verse 3? Who forgives how many of your iniquities? And heals how many of your diseases? You notice the order. He didn't say, I heal your diseases and I forgive all of your iniquities. He put it in order. See, the Word of God is an ordered book. He never puts anything out of context. Number one, He forgives your iniquities or your sins first. And then He heals your diseases. So I told this man that took me up there, I said, now he's comatose. He cannot repent of his sins. I said, so we're in trouble except for one verse that I know in God's Word. I said, that's John 20:23. Now I want us to go to John 20:23, and I want you to see what God says we have power to do on this earth as sons of God. Verse John 20:23, He says, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Now, do you think on this earth that you have power to forgive somebody else's sin? The average person don't believe that. The average person does not believe that. I don't know how many times I read that. But when Jesus was here, when He said, I will forgive your sins, I mean, immediately the Sadducees and Pharisees jumped up and said, this is blasphemy. Nobody but God can forgive sins. Who is living in? Who? Is He God? So, God is right here, isn't He? Oh, now that changes everything, doesn't it? That makes a big difference now that God is in me. Whoa, is that awesome or is that awesome? Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is a mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. But now it's been revealed to us in these last days. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So where is God today? Right here. Somebody said, well, if we could see God. The other night I was talking to a young man up in a city we were in. He said, I don't believe there is a God. I said, why? He said, because I can't see Him. I said, you're in luck tonight. He said, what do you mean? I said, look right at me, right in the eye. I said, what do you see? He said, I see a man. I said, you see Jesus. He's in me. I brought Him with me. This is a mystery. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I said, you want to see God? Look at me. He's here. You can see Him. So every time I see one of you, who am I looking at? God. Jesus. He's in you. Somebody said, wow, if He's in me, I guess I better straighten my act up. Yeah, a lot of us. That would be nice for a lot of us to straighten our act up. Because you know why so many people won't come to church today? I ain't going down to that church. Ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites down there. I know old John Dover. He's a contractor over here, and that guy says he's a Christian. He goes to church every Sunday, and he can tell the best dirty jokes anybody in town. Or I go down here. Susie goes to that church down there, and I know she runs around with all the different boys, and she's sleeping with all of them. I mean, hey, I don't even do that, and I'm not even a Christian. So why do I need to go to church? You ever heard anybody talk like that?
Yes.
Sure. Happens all the time. Do you know? Some of those people that may be church-going people may not be real children of God. They may not know the King. Isn't that scary? But they've sent as plants from the devil to deceive us. Now then, Jesus said, "How shall you know my true children? By their love one for another." So if you're out doing the King's work, they say, "Hey, the devil wouldn't come do this, would he? The devil wouldn't come over to my house and pray over me. The devil wouldn't have a healing school every second Saturday of every month and invite people to come in free and get healed." I mean, boy, what did Jesus charge you to heal you, honey? My, he does house calls and he's free, isn't he? Isn't he awesome? Isn't God awesome? For all of you that God healed, in fact, Jesus does not charge. He does make house calls, and he doesn't charge for what he does. That's wonderful, isn't it, Lisa? God gives everything to us free. You know, I mean, God is so awesome when we learn how to walk in this. But he says, "Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." So now then, in fact, the other day I was casting a demon, multitudes of demons. I was out in Silver City, New Mexico, and I was trying. A woman had a problem with her stomach for a year and a half, and she come for me to minister her during the day. You know, here I am preaching at night till 10, 11, and praying for people till 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I get up and that next morning, and I meet with this woman that's got a pain in her stomach, and she's a lovely lady, loves God with all her heart. She's 35 years old or so. She's got 4 beautiful children, homeschools and everything, and her Bible's marked from Genesis to Revelation. I mean, she's got scriptures marked all over the thing. Great woman of God, but she said, "I've got a pain in my stomach for a year and a half." I said, "You got a demon."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.